This Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Bethany Wellman, clinical psychology doctoral student. What is the key to forgiveness? What is an effective apology? Researchers studied what components of an apology were most effective following two types of offenses: competence-based, such as not understanding something, or integrity-based, knowing you are doing something wrong, as well as which type of apology was more forgivable. To find which component or combination of components were most effective, six components of an apology were derived from prior research: express regret, explain the violation, acknowledge responsibility, proclaim remorse, offer restoration, and request forgiveness. Participants read a scenario depicting a violation of trust based on an offender's lack of knowledge or lack of integrity. Then they examined the effectiveness, credibility, and adequacy with different combinations of the apology components. Researchers found that the most positive response to violations was where the offender lacked knowledge, as well as the apologies with more components. However, acknowledging responsibility was viewed as most important, followed by an offer to fix the problem and an explanation. To obtain forgiveness, start by making moral decisions. So when you must ask for forgiveness, it is for mere forgetfulness or lack of awareness. When apologizing, take responsibility for your actions and offer ways to fix your mistake. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Bethany Wellman. We hope we got you thinking.